Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed they who have kept the word with a generous heart, and you will harvest through perseverance. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke. When a large crowd gathered, with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on the good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ear to hear, or to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, and they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have low root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life and fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on the rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. This parable reminds me, if today I'm still, if I say, still attached to Jesus, I can say it's not my merit. It's Jesus taking initiative. Perhaps just a little response, but I don't think I'm very a strong person. Completely is the grace of God that can still live until today in the spirit of the gospel. Along these years, there are people, their spirituality that helps me to grow. In a particular way, it's the grace of God to help me change. Not that my strength. It might be at times we think I make my effort, but with the help of God, we can do anything. On the other hand, Satan is nearby. He is always giving out the wrong messages to be away from the Lord. I like the prayer of Sister Faustina to help me all the time. Jesus, I trust in you. Satan is always tempting us through misunderstanding, through anger, through a kind of lack of unity among ourselves, so that there are no peace in the surrounding, no trust in the surrounding. The only observation is completely trust. Satan is doing his best to take this seat away from us. When we want to have unity, Satan will do all his best to destroy our unity among the community, in the family. It's so true. I can experience on a daily basis, Satan is very strong. Sometimes to disturb you, but you no strength, as if no hope. My only way is to repeat the word of Jesus, the teaching of Sister Faustina. Jesus, I trust in you. We are incapable. Only Jesus can help. So when we feel sad, lonely, helpless, just tell Jesus, I trust in you.